Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
So to quote from the ongoing ramble happening on the SABC as we speak, the narrative is that I'm defying the ANC is incorrect. I am not. I am disagreeing. This is being done in a manner in which I am being victimized, is the statement. The journalist did finally find his voice and ask a question. That question was, will you resign? And the answer was an emphatic no. On the line with me is Professor Cathy Powell, Associate Professor and Senior Lecturer in the Public Law Department at UCT. Cathy, thank you for joining us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, thank you.
Let's talk about the implications of what we're hearing. Clearly, he is not going to resign, which means we do see a vote of no confidence tomorrow.
Correct.
In Parliament. What are the other implications that could come from this decision?
Well, there are two ways to get rid of a president who won't go. It's a vote of no confidence or it's impeachment. Unfortunately, the impeachment proceedings, which could have put more pressure on Zuma as a kind of threat, have been held up because the Constitutional Court held at the end of last year that Parliament needs to set up procedures that allow for the investigation that has to be carried out before Parliament can decide whether to fire a president. In other words, at the moment, Parliament's mechanisms are not set up for an impeachment process. That is busy happening, but there's no way it's going to happen anytime soon. So if Zuma wanted his next 3 months, impeachment would be how he would get them.
Mm.
But of course, impeachment is a stronger threat to use against Jacob Zuma because he would lose all his the benefits of the presidential office if he were impeached. But the no confidence vote can go ahead without any special mechanisms being set up, and all it requires is a simple majority. But then Zuma would keep his pension, and other benefits from having been president of the country. However, he would not have immunity.
Okay, so it requires a simple majority, 201 votes. I've got a lot of listeners, Cathy, asking, what if there are enough ANC members who are still in the Zuma camp and might support a vote of that nature?
Still in the, you mean might oppose?
Sorry, might oppose, my apologies, might support the president.
Well, and I suppose the no confidence vote failed, and we still have President Zuma for the foreseeable future. I mean, maybe that is why Cyril Ramaphosa was trying to persuade Zuma to go quietly and why there's been all this negotiation. Perhaps they're not sure that they have enough support within the ANC to actually get rid of the man. But yeah, if you don't have the simple majority, you don't fire him.
Okay, should that be the case, what then is left in the ANC's arsenal? They clearly want to get rid of him. We had an emphatic statement of that fact before I came to air. What would be available to them as methods then to get rid of him?
They have to wait till 2019. And there their problem is that they will lose the election because they've kept an incredibly unpopular president at the helm until then. Look, the only thing, they've any solution to this problem is for them politically to get enough support to get rid of him. If they haven't got it now, I presume they would keep on trying. Given that the NPA and the Hawks and other state institutions that were always meant to be independent are finally starting to do their job, it's not even possible. It's obvious that a lot of information and evidence is going to come to light which would help to show that Zuma's not the sort of president we want. On the other hand, the kind of support that he has managed to hold on to, even in the face of enormous and obvious and commented on wrongdoing, means that maybe the people who support him don't really care whether he's a good or a bad president. Maybe there's something else at play.
Mm. Cathy, I mean, let's interrogate a bit further here. The position the ANC is in. We had yesterday Ace Magashule saying the president hasn't done anything wrong. We have the president on TV as we speak saying, what have I done? What have I done to deserve this? To quote a famous Pet Shop Boys song. Everybody knows what he's done. It's written in a constitutional court finding. It's written in Public Protector's report. Could it be that it requires the ANC now to present him with that evidence and go the route of these are the reasons we want you gone?
Well, the ANC has talked itself into a corner because it has the problem that it supported him in the face of all this evidence over and over and over again. And we've got people like Ace Magashule who's implicated in the same wrongdoing. I can understand why he's pretty keen to say that, well, no, President Zuma hasn't done anything wrong. But the point is that, as you said, we have tons of evidence. We have constitutional court findings. We have public protector findings. We have high court findings holding him personally liable for costs because he was litigating frivolously. Now, all of those are things that he's done wrong. The fact that he hasn't been criminally convicted yet is basically because he's had control of the NPA. Mm. But the point is, criminal wrongdoing is not the same as wrongdoing. Wrongdoing is a wider concept, and we're meant to be very careful as politicians that we don't do any of the kind of wrongdoing. So I think the ability to go on TV and say I've done nothing wrong shows either a sort of a psychopathic view of the world, or just some kind of obtuseness, both of which would render him unfit to be president, I think in my mind, but in most people's minds. Mm. Most people now know, yes, he's done lots of things wrong. And I suppose, I don't know how the ANC plans to tackle this one. Nobody's been able to persuade him yet in the face of all the evidence that he's done anything wrong. Maybe they've got to carry on without him agreeing with them.
Hmm. Cathy, interesting question here from someone saying, what if this is a technicality and he's actually setting up the government for a CCMA action if they dismiss him without reasons? It's unlawful. I don't even know if that would apply to a position like the presidency.
There's no CCMA cabinet ministers and the president himself are not protected by labour law. So if you get fired, you lose your job. There's nowhere to go.
Cathy Powell, thank you for the update. Senior lecturer in public law at UCT. So as we stand at 2:02, the ramble continues on SABC television. We have had the president saying in response to a direct question of will you resign with the answer no, and continuing to claim that he doesn't know what he's done wrong and why he should be required to resign. He is basically saying that it is incorrect the way he is being portrayed, that the reports that he is defying the ANC leadership are a misrepresentation of the facts. Somehow in his mind, there is a difference between disagreeing with their findings and refusing to obey those findings, despite having said yesterday, we were told, that he is an obedient and loyal ANC cadre.